Bruce Renner, Francine Pratt, Swain Loftus, and Jill Patterson participated in the forum hosted by the Springfield NAACP, enabling parents to actively participate in their child's school and academic progress was among the more discussed issues.
You have to meet people where they're comfortable, and so we're going to have to find out where that might be, someplace beside a school building.
You have to either go to where the parents are, where those families are, because they're not always going to feel comfortable coming to the school or coming to a meeting at the school district.
You can see that, I can tell you in my own experience, there are places I have gone, schools in this district I've gone, I felt welcome, and other ones I have not felt as welcome. And I can only assume that that is harder for some families and some students. So you do have the issue of access to choice, but I think it's broader than that, and it has to be an issue of welcoming.
That was Bruce Renner, Francine Pratt, and Jill Patterson. Loftus believes parents should be allowed to determine where their children attend school via a voucher program.
Give them 90% of their share of education dollars where they can go into the free market. And I'm telling you, they can get results tomorrow. It's not the silver bullet, but it allows parents that are sad about their child not succeeding to be able to do something now while they're still young.
He also believes that parents should be given the option to create education savings accounts from that 90%.
Private schools in Springfield cost about $4,000 per child. The Springfield Public Schools spends $8,500 per child. You could send your kid to one of the most expensive schools in Springfield and still have $4,000 a year left over.
Patterson believes the learning model at Robertson Elementary does a lot in offering encouragement between the community's parents and teachers. The year-round school enables parents to access the facility to acquire needs-based services. More than 90% of students at Robertson are on free or reduced lunch.
That community-based model brings a lot of things that aren't about the child's schooling to the school so that people become more comfortable coming to the school for things that have nothing to do with attending the class or attending conferences.
Renner and Pratt expressed the importance of the school board and superintendent being accountable.
So I think we have to be very intentional about what we want, and we have to actually start doing something. If we don't do something, then we're never going to make the progress.
So the superintendent is responsible. He's hired. He's supposed to be the expert in having the oversight of all of the schools. And that means as a board member, we have to hold him accountable to every expectation as to what he was hired to do.
Patty Engel, the other school board candidate that will appear on the April 7th ballot, was not present at the forum. Another candidates' forum is scheduled for tonight at 6:30 in the hospitality room of MSU's Meyer Alumni Center. We have more details about Saturday's event at our website, ksmu.org. For KSMU News, I'm Steve Fines.